U.S. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox is expected to sign a deal with Cuban leaders tomorrow to resume commercial airline flights between the U.S. and Cuba. This will give some airlines the chance to offer direct flights to Havana. Atlanta-based Delta Airlines says it plans to apply. WAB's Tasneem Shamwa has more.
The U.S. Department of Transportation says 20 daily round-trip flights to Havana will be up for grabs. It's looking at how quickly each airline can get service up and running, and it's weighing demand from each of the cities to travel to Cuba. Amanda Mattingly is an Atlanta-based international business consultant. She says Atlanta is at a disadvantage compared to New Jersey or Florida, which have large Cuban-American populations. But
there's enough people interested, certainly from a business potential trade perspective, that I think there would be enough people to support it. And of course, our airport is a huge hub and lots of people travel through Atlanta onto their final destinations.
The USDOT says it hopes to make a final decision this summer on which airlines get the routes. Tasneem Shamwa, WABE News.